A busy morning around Everbank Field, Veteran Reporting Day. Everybody is in, and we're less than 24 hours away from the first practice of 2016 training camp. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars reporting to camp. Well, the rookies and quarterbacks reported on Monday, and a few veterans trickled in over the last couple of days. But today, the official first day of 2016 training camp, with veterans reporting, and guys started rolling in about 7 a.m., and the day included the first day things you've come to expect. Physical exams by team doctors, the all-important conditioning test on the field, equipment fittings, and the first full team administrative meeting of the season, and installation for practice number one. Now, this also marks the start of an important fourth season for Jags head coach Gus Bradley, who met the media Wednesday for the first time since the break. There's plenty of anticipation for the competition ahead, and expectations both in and outside of the building are higher than ever.
You know, for us, it's important to stay the course. It really is. You know, when we look back at it, and Dave and I and Shad, we've had this discussion of where it was 3 years ago and where we're at now. And I know there's a lot of excitement about this team. And there's a lot of excitement in our locker room. And that's what we had hoped would happen. There's this thing, results out there, you know, that we all know that matter. But I think I believe so strongly in this process. And I believe that it will bring the results that we want. That's important to stay true to it.
When you look at who we have, who we brought in, and just the overall level of expectation from us as players, like, you think we can all kind of feel it to say, hey, we have some great talent now. Let's bring it together, play at a consistent level, and see where this team can go. So personally and as a group, I know we're really excited about starting this.
And now we welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Oge. We heard from Gus. We heard from a couple of players today, but let's talk about a couple of these competitions. Yep. Most notably, the left tackle position is going to be a big battle this game.
Well, it's fascinating because in the NFL these days, you don't often get a real position battle in camp. And we have one, Kelvin Beachum and Luke Jokel. It sounds like each of them are going to get, I would think, early on, equal time at both tackle and left guard. Yep. I anticipate whoever loses that job is kicking into guard. I think it'll probably be Jokel. But it looks like Beachum is going to start medically cleared, but at the same time, they're going to be cautious with him, which coming off an ACL, you have to do.
Speaking of medically cleared, Jalen Ramsey is medically cleared on the other side, the rookie cornerback out of Florida State. What's his role in camp here?
Yeah, and I don't think he'll be as, I don't want to say limited on Beachum, but I think he'll be more full.
Okay.
And it sounds like it's an interesting development. At first, they were not planning on having him play both nickel and outside corner. But I think logically, I think his skill set, as conversations took over, it became a case of, look, he's suited to play inside. His skill set works for that. He's also suited to play outside. He can play anywhere.
That's right.
But with Aaron Colvin not being available early, that means early in the season, early in the regular season because of the suspension, mm-hmm. you're going to see Jalen Ramsey playing the nickel in training camp and probably playing a huge role at that in those first four games when you don't have Colvin.
We just heard from Gus a moment ago. Expectations inside and outside the building are sky high.
Right.
How do they manage those expectations?
Well, I think it's a little tricky for Gus because he's so about, let's think about the day-to-day, which all coaches are. So it's there. He doesn't have to talk about them. Every player knows the expectations. Gus knows there are higher mm-hmm. expectations. I don't expect him to say very much different publicly, but certainly it's there and it should be. This is a better roster. This is a better team. It's deeper. As Paz said, it's the deepest, most talented team he's been on since 2011. It's ready. They're ready to start going and practicing. The expectations are what they are. They're going to be there.
Awesome, John. We'll see you on the field tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it, JP.
Of course,
a little heat.
A lot of heat tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, season ticket member only practice. But you can come see the Jags in person this camp. It's an easy registration process at jaguars.com/training camp practices. 11 total practices open to the public this training camp. There is a separate registration for the family night scrimmage and for those practices against the Buccaneers. If you can't make it out the next couple of weeks, we'll have live coverage at practice starting tomorrow on jaguars.com. Check social media each day for broadcast time. We're finally on the field Thursday for training camp 2016, and that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.